Well, good Tuesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Wanted to get a quick podcast out, let you know what's going on again today. And I am recording this from San Antonio, Texas again today. And wanted to, again, let you know what was going on. It was a two-sided trade today. And there's a little bit more rain in the forecast. And if you listen to Eric Snodgrass, he'll talk about a front that's moving up out of southern Brazil that's going to try to push north and bring a little bit of rain to some of the drier regions of Brazil. And overnight and this morning, that kind of simmered the markets down a little bit. We had pushed yesterday January soybeans right back up to last week's high at 1385. Kind of stalled there. The corn market kind of stalled at some key resistance as well. This afternoon, there's still talk about that front moving north. But then after that, more dry weather again and more heat. Reportedly 105 to 110 degree temperatures in some of the key growing regions down there right now. So it's not good. And then the flip side of this, the big movement back here in the United States is not necessarily the bean market, it's the meal market, where you're seeing some strength both from export business and meal, domestically in meal. And so meal is really what's been pulling this thing. It's not necessarily whole beans, it is the meal side of things. So wanted to give you, again, an update on what's happening this afternoon at the close. Here's the rundown. December corn finished a penny higher at 478 and a quarter. March corn up 1.5 at 494 and a quarter. January soybeans up 7 and a quarter at 1389 and three quarters, the highest since September. March soybeans up 7.5 at 1402 and a half. December Chicago wheat down 7 cents at 572. Kansas City December wheat down 1 3/4 at 639 and three quarters. Minneapolis D's wheat was up 5 3/4 at 734 and a half. Keep in mind, funds holding a record short position in the Minneapolis contract, so maybe not a surprise to see them buying a little bit back. Cotton responding to this morning's consumer price index, better than expected number, lower than expected, 3.2% over a year ago. December cotton up 1.2 points at 78.68. March cotton up 168 at 81.15. January rice was up 3 points at 1677.5. February live cattle up $1.62 at 176.87. January feeder cattle up 70 cents at 229 even. February hogs down $1.10 at 75.92. The U.S. dollar down over a tenth or over 1.5 points this morning today on that news about the consumer price index improving better than expected. So we saw some money taken back out of that safe haven and invested. Crude oil was up 3 cents a barrel at 78.29, gold up $17 an ounce at 1967, but the Dow was up 559 points at 34,944. So certainly those economic numbers were seen as positive and switching some money back into the stock market. Besides that, it's all right now about weather. It's a little bit about export business too. We did see a small corn sale announced to Mexico this morning. Besides that, it was pretty quiet. Of course, President Biden and President Xi getting together in San Francisco tomorrow. So we'll see if anything comes out of that, maybe a ceremonial signing or something like that. Probably nothing very, very major there. But again, weather is going to be the key. If you're listening to this and through the link on my daily email, I will send a link to Eric Snodgrass's Nutrien ag weather forecast, and he takes a good look with some maps of Brazil and what's going on down there right now. So I would encourage you to take a look at that if you're interested. Other than that, no reports today. We'll get weekly ethanol numbers Wednesday. We'll get weekly export sales then on Thursday. So I hope you have a great day. I will here in Texas, and take care. We'll talk to you again very soon. God bless Texas.